Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 858. Instant coffee. Good or bad? By Ada Bjarnadottir with Healthline.com, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites. Believe it or not, November is just around the corner. In just 2 days, we're going to be giving away a book to a random person on our weekly newsletter mailing list. So, to be a part of that for free, come by oldpodcast.com and join the email list. It's the middle of the week, so we're due for a little inspiration. Quote, enjoy the little things, for one day you may look back and realize they were the big things. Robert Brault. Now for me, enjoying that first cup of coffee in the morning, that's a little thing that I cherish. Yeah, you like how I brought it back to today's topic? So I'm sure you're excited to hear about instant coffee and whether it's good or bad for your health. So let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Instant coffee, good or bad? By Ada Bjarnadottir with Healthline.com. Instant coffee is very popular in many areas of the world. It may even account for more than 50% of all coffee consumption in some countries. Instant coffee is also faster, cheaper, and easier to make than regular coffee. You may know that drinking regular coffee is linked to many health benefits, but some wonder whether the same benefits apply to instant coffee. What is instant coffee? Instant coffee is a type of coffee made from dried coffee extract. Similarly to how regular coffee is brewed, the extract is made by brewing ground coffee beans, although it's more concentrated. After brewing, the water is removed from the extract to make dry fragments or powder, both of which dissolve when added to water. There are two main ways to make instant coffee. The first is through spray drying. That's where coffee extract is sprayed into hot air, which quickly dries the droplets and turns them into fine powder or small pieces. And there's freeze drying. That's where the coffee extract is frozen and cut into small fragments, which are then dried at a low temperature under vacuum conditions. Both methods preserve the quality, aroma, and flavor of the coffee. The most common way to prepare instant coffee is to add 1 teaspoon of powder to a cup of hot water. The strength of the coffee can easily be adjusted by adding more or less powder to your cup. Summary. Instant coffee is made from brewed coffee that has had the water removed. To make instant coffee, simply add 1 teaspoon of powder to a cup of warm water. Instant coffee contains antioxidants and nutrients. Coffee is the biggest source of antioxidants in the modern diet. Its high antioxidant content is believed to be responsible for many of its associated health benefits. Like regular coffee, instant coffee contains many powerful antioxidants. According to one study, instant coffee may contain even higher amounts of certain antioxidants than other brews due to the way it is processed. Furthermore, one standard cup of instant coffee contains only 7 calories and does contain small amounts of potassium, magnesium, and niacin, also known as vitamin B3. Summary. Instant coffee is full of powerful antioxidants. It may even contain higher amounts of some antioxidants than other types of coffee. Instant coffee contains slightly less caffeine. Caffeine is the most widely consumed stimulant in the world, and coffee is its biggest dietary source. However, instant coffee generally contains slightly less caffeine than regular coffee. 1 cup of instant coffee containing 1 teaspoon of powder may contain 30 to 90 milligrams of caffeine, while 1 cup of regular coffee can contain anywhere from 70 to 140 milligrams of caffeine. Since sensitivity to caffeine varies by individual, instant coffee may be a better choice for those who need to cut back on caffeine. Instant coffee is also available in decaf, which contains even less caffeine. Too much caffeine may cause anxiety, disrupted sleep, restlessness, upset stomach, tremors, and a fast heartbeat. Summary: a cup of instant coffee containing 1 teaspoon of powder generally contains 30 to 90 milligrams of caffeine, while regular coffee contains anywhere from 70 to 140 milligrams per cup. Instant coffee contains more acrylamide. Acrylamide is a potentially harmful chemical that forms when coffee beans are roasted. This chemical is also commonly found in a wide range of foods, household items, and personal care products. Interestingly, instant coffee may contain up to twice as much acrylamide as fresh roasted coffee. Overexposure to acrylamide may damage the nervous system and increase the risk of cancer. However, the amount of acrylamide you're exposed to through diet and coffee is much lower than the amount that has been shown to be harmful. Therefore, drinking instant coffee should not cause concern regarding acrylamide exposure. Summary: instant coffee contains up to twice as much acrylamide as regular coffee, but this amount is still lower than the amount that's considered to be harmful. Like regular coffee, instant coffee may have several health benefits. Drinking coffee has been linked to many health benefits. Given that instant coffee contains the same antioxidants and nutrients as regular coffee, it should provide most of the same health effects. In fact, drinking instant coffee may enhance brain function. That's because caffeine has been shown to improve brain function. Caffeine may increase metabolism and help burn more fat. It may also help reduce the risk for certain diseases like neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. It may also reduce a person's risk for developing type 2 diabetes. Coffee and caffeine may also improve liver health. Researchers are discovering that it may reduce the risk of liver diseases like cirrhosis and liver cancer. Coffee may help lower the risk of depression and suicide and improve overall mental health. And lastly, drinking coffee may help you live longer. However, it's important to keep in mind that many of these studies were what are considered observational. These types of studies can't prove that coffee causes a reduced risk for disease, only that people who habitually drink coffee are less likely to develop disease. If you're wondering how much coffee to drink, consuming 3 to 5 cups of instant coffee each day may be ideal. Studies have often linked this amount to the highest risk reductions. Summary: instant coffee offers most of the same health benefits as regular coffee, including a reduced risk for type 2 diabetes and liver diseases. The bottom line: instant coffee is quick, easy, and doesn't require a coffee maker. It also has a very long shelf life and is cheaper than regular coffee. Therefore, it may be very handy when you're traveling or on the go. Instant coffee contains slightly less caffeine, but more acrylamide than regular coffee, but it contains most of the same antioxidants. Overall, instant coffee may be considered a healthy, low-calorie beverage that is linked to the same health benefits as other types of coffee. You just listened to the post titled, "Instant Coffee, Good or Bad?" by Ada Bjarnadottir with Healthline.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I still remember when I was a master's student, one of my professors made all of us do a research paper on caffeine, and we had to specifically look at whether it was harmful to our health or beneficial. Because I had heard so often that caffeine was bad, I started my search by looking for articles that proved my hypothesis that caffeine was harmful to health. You know what was fascinating? I couldn't find any. The only studies I could find were those that showed it was actually beneficial to health. And trust me, I spent a lot of time looking for the negative health effects of caffeine. And so I had to completely change my mind about it. This is one of those instances where I was completely wrong. And sure enough, I found that consuming coffee or even tea can help our cells release fat. It may help prevent type 2 diabetes. It may reduce our risk for developing Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's, all the stuff I just read to you. We're finding that if you want to improve your brain performance, especially if you have a big meeting or exam coming up, drink a cup of coffee or tea an hour or so before. If you want to improve your aerobic workout, so if you're going to go for a run, a bike ride, go on the row machine, you're going to go for a swim, play basketball or play tennis, drink a cup of coffee 1 to 2 hours before, and it'll actually improve your performance. Now, if you notice, you are sensitive to the effects of caffeine. There's no need to force yourself to drink tea or coffee. Just leave it alone. It's not worth some of the effects that you're going to be experiencing. If you notice that you're not sleeping as well since you've started this habit, then it might be worth considering you stopping altogether. Or the other thing you could try is don't consume any caffeine after 10 a.m. Some of us are more sensitive, where if we drink coffee later in the day, like after 10 a.m., believe it or not, it affects our sleep that night. I found I'm a little bit sensitive to caffeine, so I try not to drink it after 3 p.m. That seems to be the sweet spot for me. Otherwise, drink up. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I'll be back for the Thursday show tomorrow, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.